Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour three, the final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, will join us coming up. Phone calls, always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Got a sale going on right now. Great playoff-related T-shirts at danpatrick.com. You buy one T-shirt, get another T-shirt for 50% off. Discount is applied at checkout. Seton, at what point are you going to map out the road trip, leaving Connecticut, driving to Arizona in the Sprinter van that we're going to give away at the Super Bowl?
The French kid is coming up on Monday. I think Monday we should have like a 90% positive route.
Okay. Because we want to let our fans know, the affiliates, our radio affiliates know, that if you're coming through...
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your kids out of school.
Yeah.
And you're going to see that Sprinter van coming through town.
Hey, should we put a sign on the side
of it?
Sure,
why not?
So like, hey, this is us.
Yeah. A big picture of all of us on the side of the the Sprinter van coming into town there.
Right, like fatheads will just up there.
Yeah, you could sleep in there. That thing is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some damage to be done with that thing. Yes, Paulie.
Last year's road trip was more southerly. Are you thinking more Central Plains or the Dakotas, Nebraska? Is everything in play?
I would say Lincoln, Nebraska is very much in play.
Oh.
Very much in play.
You are guaranteeing a stop in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I'm saying it is highly probable.
Highly probable.
Highly probable that there's some type of like Pittsburgh, Chicago, Cedar Rapids, Lincoln situation.
Yeah.
That's the way it's leaning right now.
You definitely have to go through Iowa.
We're going through Iowa. Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, that's why this is the year of Brock Purdy. I got to go see my people.
Oh, okay.
I got to go see my people.
Okay. And you'll map that out. Plus, he's taking suggestions. If you get to these towns, restaurants to go to, bars to go to, those kinds of things. You know, or other things to see, not just, you know, food and beverage.
Roadside attractions, what have you.
Yeah. But you can send that to us.
The world's largest rubber band ball. We could stop off and see those kinds of things.
Again, @DP Show. That's our Twitter handle. Yes, Paul?
Like Willie Ray's Q Shack in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That'd be a fantastic place.
Let's get it, Willie.
Sure, it's fantastic.
To start off the NFL offseason, Sean Payton and Jim Harbaugh, far and away the top prizes, it felt like, for head coaching positions. Well, Harbaugh, I don't think, got as much love in return that he was trying to show some of these teams, whether it was Denver or Carolina. So he's going back to Michigan. We just had Tony Dungy on. I said, does Sean Payton get interviewed, or does he do the interviewing? He goes, oh, he says, this is what I want. I'll come in. I need this. I need that. I got to have my general manager coming in. I want complete control. He's the only person who's in this position right now. And the question is, where's he want to go? And also, Tony Dungy brought up an interesting point. Let's say Carolina wants Sean Payton. Well, Carolina playing in the same division with the Saints. The Saints want compensation for Sean Payton. Sean Payton's acknowledged it's going to take a mid to late first round pick, probably, to get his services. Well, what if Carolina goes, we don't want you coaching against us twice during the year. We're going to ask for 4 first-round picks. Well, I would give up 2 first-round picks, maybe, maybe. And we've seen this before. It's rare, but Sean Payton, if I could get Sean Payton, I have to give up a first-round draft. I don't even know if Carolina has a first-round draft pick to give up. But would I give that up to get my head coach? Yeah, because it feels like there's so much turnover in the NFL with coaches. You know, you'll get an outlier like Mike Tomlin or Bill Belichick, Andy Reid. But then it feels like you got about 3 years to prove yourself. But Carolina, are you going to give up the 9th pick overall to bring in Sean Payton? Because then Sean Payton's going to go, I don't want you to give up too much for me because I need those draft picks when I get there. It's like when the Knicks gave up everything to get Carmelo. And then Carmelo got to the Knicks and he goes, where's everybody? We had to give it up for you. That's why. But if you're Sean Payton, okay, gave up a first-round draft pick, and I can go to Carolina. But I think Houston is an interesting spot, but only if you get to call your shots. You got the 2nd pick in the draft. Arizona, does he feel like he can make Kyler Murray work? Denver, because you have a couple of openings where you're going to be able to put your quarterback in. The other ones, I got guys with big contracts. Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, I can't get out from underneath those contracts. Whereas Houston or Carolina, you know, the Colts. The Colts, to me, is sneaky great because it still feels like you got talent there. But the question is, how involved is Jim Irsay? Can you make, you know, is Chris Ballard still going to be your GM? And are you just a quarterback away, a good quarterback away? Because we thought that to start this year with Matt Ryan. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Marcellus Wiley will join us coming up in a little bit as well. Jerry Jones was talking about what everybody's talking about. What do you do with your kicker, Brett Maher, going into this game against the 49ers?
This is a classic case of looking at what he's done for this team and done on the field all year, not just last night. And but kicking is a technical thing. It has everything to do with frankly, mentally having it all together when you step up there. So we'll read this thing as the week goes along. I don't want to get out over our skis and get ahead of it. I thought it, when he came out at halftime, watched him warm up out there. He's making all of the kicks. I figured that was behind him, but we will take a look at it. We can't. It'd be a big setback to go in to the rest of this tournament, rest of this playoff, with shaking his head kicker.
Well, I don't think he has too many options here. But Tony Dungy said last hour, after Brett Maher missed the 3rd kick, he would have benched him, and he would have gone for 2-point conversion after that. And I don't know if anybody would have been surprised or upset with that logic, but Tony's like, you know, I can't put you out there again. You know, we'll figure it out during the week, practice, whatever it might be. And it's tricky because it seems so easy, so simple. It's an extra point. Well, they moved it back a few years ago, and we've seen a lot more misses. But, you know, it's weird because you go, it's like putting. If you play golf and you're like, man, I'm killing it. Next day you go out and you're like, what happened? I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. Shooting hoops. You've seen guys go into slumps. Great shooters. And you're going, what is wrong? But if he misses 2, then I go, okay, was it the grass? Was it the hold? Was it, you know, whatever. You miss 4, and then you miss the net behind the goalpost that collects the football. Now I got a real big issue. It'd be like if you miss putts and you go right on the edge, and then you miss putts where you're like 3 feet away, and you're like, that's a problem. Yeah, Marv.
What if Maher? Maher?
Maher.
Maher makes all of his extra points, all of his field goals, and Dak throws the game-losing interception, and he could say, psh, wasn't my fault. Mm. I got busy today.
He goes by and he complains, throws his helmet down. Dak throws an interception. Yeah, how's it feel?
Should have went for the field goal.
Yeah. All right, poll question for the final hour, Seton.
You imagine Jerry Jones, Brett, can I talk to you for a second?
No need to bring your playbook. You don't have to bring it. You're nothing. You're not coming back.
Halftime of that game, and he's warming up. Now, you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
And you know what checks I sign? Now, I pay you to take that ball and kick it with that foot through that upright. You think you could handle that in the second half, son?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I believe I can.
Yes. I would love to have heard Jerry Jones, if he had to go into a press conference with the media 5 minutes after that game. Now, you did win. Imagine if they had lost that game.
Oh.
And they had lost by 4 points, 3 points. And then he goes in, you know, because the coach goes in right after, you know, there's a little bit of a cooling down period. And imagine what Jerry would have said if they had lost that game because of those kicks. Yeah, Paul.
He could have never played for the team again, no matter if he was a Pro Bowler this year.
No.
On principle, remember a bunch of years ago, Cody Parkey for the Bears had a couple donks and they went off. And
double doink.
And this was not even like, the Bears weren't even a really threatening team back then. They brought him back and people were like, you can't bring him back. That would have been devastating.
By the way, Carolina acquired 3 picks from the Niners, second, third, fourth round in exchange for Christian McCaffrey. There's also a fifth round pick in 2024 in the deal. If the Saints want maybe a couple of second round picks or whatever it might be, compensation for Sean Payton, if it would ever get to that. But they have the 9th overall pick in the draft. Let's see. Ralph in El Paso, Texas. Hi, Ralph. What's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning, Dan and the Danettes. First of all, my late wife's favorite Danette was Fritzy. And she never knew that he liked George Strait, which my wife also loved. My question is, why are you not supporting Jim Plunkett to be in the Hall of Fame like Michael Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser did on their show?
Well, wait, Ralph. I never said that he shouldn't go into the Hall of Fame.
I believe you never supported him, just like you supported Eli just now. Well, not just now, a few minutes ago.
No, Eli's going in. He doesn't need any support. I get why he's going in. He won 2 Super Bowls. I have no problem if Jim Plunkett goes in. He won 2 Super Bowls. But, you know, I got to be honest about it. You know, he didn't make a Pro Bowl. Although winning Super Bowls with the Raiders, that certainly stands out. And he was a very good player. Followed him when he was at Stanford. Him and Randy Vataha, I think, was his wide receiver with the Patriots.
Bloop.
Yeah. But look, I don't vote on this. I just tell you what I see. And having seen these guys play, I give my opinion on it. Yeah, see.
But see, that's what Ralph is saying. You had an opinion by having no opinion. You made a statement by not making a statement. You didn't say that he doesn't belong in, but you didn't say that he does, and that's a statement.
I've mentioned it before, that Jim Plunkett has won 2 Super Bowls.
Not a Hall of Famer. It's usually followed.
Was he number one or number two draft pick?
I think he was number one overall.
So he didn't do very well in New England.
Not at all.
Went to San Francisco, did okay.
Yeah.
Went to Oakland, rode the bench for a while, then took over the team in 1980. And he was, with the Raiders, he was 8-2 in his career as a playoff starter, including 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. And he might be the anomaly, you know, if you win 2 Super Bowls. It just, he didn't have, you know, Kurt Warner, you know, you win a Super Bowl. He went back to a Super Bowl with another team in Arizona, played at a higher level than him. And whenever I think of Jim Plunkett, it's not fair to think of this, but when he was in the Super Bowl, I think a reporter asked him about his parents being blind, and they screwed up. If you Google this, that they were asking about his parents, like, are your parents blind or are they deaf, or is one parent blind and one deaf? And or it might have been, how long have your parents been blind? Yes, Fritzy.
I'm seeing something that says, I want to make sure I have this right. Was it deaf mother, blind father, or blind mother, deaf father was the question asked to him.
Yeah.
Try to clear it up. That's fine.
I know. Yeah.
Mom or dad had the eye patch. Fill us in.
Yeah.
I could say that.
Yeah. Jim Plunkett. Yeah. I enjoyed Jim. Won 2 Super Bowls. I'm going to have to get my support behind him there. There's only so many people I can support. Hell, I had to work to get John Facenda into the Hall of Fame. I had to write a letter to the Hall of Fame and say, why is the voice of the NFL not in the Hall of Fame? And thankfully, they voted on it and put him in the Hall of Fame. But that is a no-brainer. But it did take, like, you know, people thought that John Facenda, the voice of NFL films, was in the Hall of Fame. And I reached out and I said, hey, what are we doing? It's the voice. Baseball celebrates its voices. Why doesn't the NFL celebrate its voice, singular, in John Facenda? Yeah, Paul.
Here's a stat. Eli Manning in the regular season for his career, 117-117, 500 quarterback. Jim Plunkett in his career, 72-72, a 500 quarterback, regular season.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Ready? Everybody good? Yeah, got chastised a little bit by Ralph in El Paso. And Seton didn't have my back.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. I appreciate Ralph's passion.
Okay.
How often you get the Jim Plunkett call? You know, I got to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
What's your problem with Jim Plunkett? Let's go, Ralph.
Yeah, okay.
I'm into it.
All right, you know, that's why we take phone calls, you know. Our audience gets the way.
Somebody's got to push back, Dan. And Ralph is that. Ralph is that dude.
I know. And he called me out. Let's take a break. We'll come back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. Seton, are we getting Panini cards at the Super Bowl?
I believe so. Yeah.
That you sounded as definitive as I did on Jim Plunkett with that.
What? I didn't say we weren't getting cards.
Why are you defensive?
I didn't say that we weren't getting cards. Okay, I've always supported getting cards.
Panini NFT trading cards.
We've gotten cards like 5 times.
Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity. Who wouldn't want Panini trading cards? Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one of one NFTs from every pack. Maybe a
I'm
Jim
getting
Plunkett.
Getting cards all year. I can't get cards for everybody all the time.
Maybe a Jim Plunkett card. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We get to phone calls coming up. Look who's got a popular podcast. Marcellus Wiley, the More To It podcast, Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Thing is going up the charts, man. He's leaving these other podcasts in the dust. Congratulations there. The More To It podcast, Marcellus Wiley, wherever you get your podcast, also available at danpatrick.com. Where do you want to start?
Oh, man. One, thank you, Dan, for the platform, the opportunity to come on here every week for the podcast. Our partnership is going so well. It's therapeutic. It's my diary, and it's just all my experiences and expressions being laid out for the fans. And so far, so great.
If you were on the Cowboys, your defensive lineman as a former Cowboy, and your place kicker has missed 3 in a row, 3 extra points, you're going to play a role as one of the leaders on the Cowboys. What do you do?
One, I got to remind them that those 3 misses are not connected. I think what happens a lot of times with momentum, we connect things and therefore you go with that momentum, even if it's negative. So in this moment, you know you want to stop the flow. You want him to make the next kick. So you have to remind him you missing the first kick wasn't because you were off. You were rather because you had a bad morning. It wasn't because of anything. You just missed a kick. Now you missed the second kick. It's not because you missed the first kick. And sometimes you can spiral out of control. So I will calm him down, make sure he knew that every play was an independent play, and approach it with that mindset. But if you jump on him, if you criticize him, if you make him all of a sudden start to feel like, oh my God, the world is falling on my shoulders, then obviously you're going to go out there and miss 4.
Okay, but you're showing composure here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the moment, and this might cost you a chance to advance. Yeah, we had Tony Dungy on last hour, and he said he would have benched him after the 3rd miss and gone for 2.
Oh, wow.
So that's Tony Dungy doing that. Are you going to keep your, you know, bleep together on the sidelines as you see? Dak Prescott didn't. You know, he's showing his emotions.
Yeah, you got to think about it. Look, I am one of the other 52 players. And let's just say 50 of them already giving them hell. And I'm like, that's not going to work right now because his cheerleaders don't have pom-poms. Like in between his ears, his head, he is down on himself. If I don't rise, if I don't help him lift himself and help him raise himself in this moment, the dude's going to die on the field. We're literally going to see him just implode on the field. So somebody has to give the balancing act. I'm not saying I'm not dog cursing him inside my own head, but I know in that moment, brother needs a hand and he needs a hand up. So I would have extended it to him.
I don't know why people were surprised Dallas's performance, because Tampa's not good. And no running game. Offensive line was spotty. Defense didn't step up. And Dallas does have a lot of talent there. As I've said, I was betting on Tom Brady. I was not betting on Tampa Bay. And even Tom wasn't good in this situation either. Judging body language with Tom Brady is where next year doing what?
You know, it's funny because everyone was betting on Tampa or thinking they had a shot because of the mystique of Tom Brady. Not necessarily the production or who he was in this moment, just the mystique. And that was also why people weren't really believing that Dallas could do it, because something about the Cowboys were cowboy or whatever that narrative is, right? But in reality, it's about how well you play, and the Cowboys played well. Where does Tom Brady land? I tell you this, he's certainly taking a one-way flight out of Tampa Bay. He is going upstairs, exchanging all of his human capital, all of his resume, all of his greatness, and the fact that he gave them a championship in year one, and saying, let me free, let me go. Now, Tom Brady's going to go either Miami, Las Vegas, and a wild card team out there that's just going to show up and just say, hey, we got to have Brady for this amount of time. It probably could... It's not going to be San Francisco, but San Francisco's certainly going to peek and poke around with the situation. But with Purdy, the way he's playing, especially if he finishes this season out, you got to stick with Purdy. But Tom Brady, for one, will not be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer next year.
What do you do if you're the Packers? Can you be proactive with Aaron Rodgers? And if so, how?
No, I think that Aaron Rodgers is in a position with the contract. Remember, 3 years, $150 million. All of the conversation, external noise, I think Aaron Rodgers comes in there peacefully and says, can we come to an amicable resolution? What does that mean? Like, you save face and I save face. But right now, you had a succession plan. It's time to return to that. It's time to go to Jordan.
Oh, you think he's done?
I think he's done in Green Bay, because 13-3, home field advantage, and now we're a 500 team, not going the right direction. What am I sticking around for? Now, I am Aaron Rodgers, but I'm heavy on these books. Let's be real. And you need a team. You need to develop these receivers. You need to develop the next quarterback. And I still have enough toothpaste in the tube where I can go elsewhere and have success. I think this is one of those where you do me one because I did you one. Okay. If Aaron Rodgers comes in without noise, I think it could happen.
Talking to Marcellus Wiley, the podcast is called More To It. Dan Patrick, Podcast Network, the former NFL All-Pro defensive end. We lauded Aaron Judge for betting on himself, right? Oh, my God, he bet on himself. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson bet on himself, right?
Yeah.
How does this play out? Does it play out the same way as Aaron Judge's did?
There's a big difference in this in terms of initial reception. I think largely because Lamar Jackson is being represented by his mother. So already people have an issue with that. They're looking at it like, are you really putting yourself in the best position? Do you have the best counsel? Do you know what you're doing, basically? Where Aaron Judge, we didn't start off in that position. Now, in that position as well, Aaron Judge was a guy that you believed in terms of talent production and didn't have issues in terms of his health and in terms of how he could perform. So we're starting in two different places already. They always say, if you represent yourself, you have a client for a fool, because who is giving you guidance, right? Who is really showing you the way? So now you get Lamar Jackson and he gets hurt. How does this happen on your contract year? Now, Lamar Jackson will turn out like Aaron Judge for this reason alone. We saw Dak Prescott get hurt and in his absence, show his value. I think that was shown with Lamar Jackson. If we go down to the last second on the road to Cincinnati with a backup, oh, give me Lamar Jackson, we win that game. And you've heard that come out of the locker room since that game. More importantly, Lamar Jackson is big business. He's a box office star. Like, this team gets energized by him. So because there's no failure in Dak Prescott getting hurt and still got paid, and the fact that we're talking $200 million minimum to a guy who's making $27 million right now, there's no way he can lose this situation.
What did you make of Kirby Smart's speech before the national title game?
Oh, man, are we on air? People can hear me. No lie. Actually, on the podcast, I ranked the pregame speeches I've had from my six NFL head coaches, and there's none coming close to what Kirby Smart said. I wish I could repeat it right now, but on the podcast, I do. Point being, that was the hypest, most direct, primal, engaging pregame speech I've ever heard. Like, there's not going to be another one that touches that one, because he went straight to the source of why are we playing football? I don't want to always hear these big terms and phrases and execution and discipline and commitment. No, go knock their... That's it. Like, when you first start playing football, before you knew how to play, before you knew the plays, you knew the scheme, you knew to go knock that dude. Like, and he just went back to channel zero. And that was the best thing I've ever heard. If I were on that team, I would have helped out and chipped in on that 65-7 win. Unreal.
You ever had a bad pregame speech by a coach?
Since I'm doing this for a job, I'm sorry, coaches, but I have to say it. Yeah, I did, because sometimes they would go to the emotional lane too soon. Sometimes they would say something that was just too soft and glossy. And we're like, dude, we're about to go out there for 3 hours and hit 300 pounders. And you're sounding like I'm going to a play recital or something. You're sounding like we're going to theater. I need something vicious. I need some of that Kirby Smart. So Mike Riley was a great coach for me, but too nice. So his pregame speeches came out too nice. They were like kind of Girl Scout cookie selling. Like, you know, like, we're like, all right, coach, that sounds good. He never got rah-rah. He never got riled up. Marty Schottenheimer got so emotional so fast that you were like, yeah, I'm not in that place yet, coach. I'm still just hyped up. It's 0-0.
Was he crying? Up.
Oh, hell yeah. Marty loved, rest in peace, the great Marty Schottenheimer. He was so passionate. He loved football so much, and I'm not lying, so much, he would literally just start crying. It could be a Wednesday practice. It could be his pregame speech. He just really felt it, and his lip would start shivering. I was like, man, I'm not there yet, Marty. Give me a different lane, and then we can get going.
A Wednesday practice, and he's getting that emotional.
Yeah, he's into it, man. It's crazy. But so it runs the gamut. Then you get some guys that, you know, they're so hyped up and you're like, oh, my God, this is going down. And then you go out there and lay an egg and you're like, well, that speech had nothing to do with it, or we didn't serve up to it.
The 27-point lead by the Chargers.
Unreal.
What did Jacksonville do? If you can pinpoint and say that's the reason why they didn't panic, and they came out, and they ended up winning this game.
Yeah, couple things at play. One, what Jacksonville did was stay alive mentally, emotionally. On the field, they actually took the best punches and had their worst efforts and still were around. I remind people in football, because we all get caught up and lost in the math of football, they were down 27-0. And you remember I was that teammate that walked up to the kicker in Dallas and said, hey, bruh, they're not connected. You're okay. Well, here goes this guy again when we're down 27-0. I say to everyone on Jacksonville on my team, hey, you know that 27-0 in football is only four plays. Four plays away. I have to do this with my kids when we're coaching. We're up big or we're down big. I'm like, hey, that's only four plays. Like, you could get caught up in 27. You don't have to do 27 things better than them. You just got to do four, and you're right back in this thing. So they kept their composure, and then you know what happens when you get a big lead. No matter what, you have to fight against the temptation of playing it safe. Prevent offense, prevent defense, prevents you from winning those games, because you just take your foot off the gas, and next thing you know, the other team starts inching closer and closer to finally the momentum's on their side, and then they take off.
Yeah, I thought Doug Peterson, you know, the whole second half adjustments, Peyton Manning said that's a big myth. You don't have time. Tony Dungy said that he made a second half adjustment, and he was going to give a speech, and they said, coach, you got 30 seconds before the kickoff. And then he said, all right, basically, let's cut down our mistakes. And then they went out, and they ended up winning the game. That we get caught up in that halftime adjustments. I think Doug Peterson probably just said, guys, we beat ourselves in the first half. We put them in great position. We're only down 27-0. It could be worse. All we have to do is score, stop, score. And that's what happened. And then all of a sudden, now you put a little pressure on the Chargers. Now they go out and go like, oh, we got to score here. And it changes their momentum, their rhythm.
Yeah, man. It takes me to one of the adages I heard from Bill Belichick, that more games are lost than one in the NFL. And when you digest that, you realize, no, you're your worst enemy on that football field, right? Yeah. It's not them beating you. I mean, we're all big, fast, strong, and we made it here. We're all black belts. You're not out there going to just destroy me, are you? No, I got to help you. I have to assist you in that. But when I stop helping you, good luck beating me. And I think that's always the halftime adjustment when you're down, especially that big. But also the Chargers, in that moment when you're feeling that pressure, you realize, oh, I took my foot off the gas, and now that I have to apply it again. It is so difficult to stop start in the NFL, especially emotionally. Once you take one gear off, downshift, it's hard to go back up to that same level. And once that team is rolling, you know what's going to happen.
Give me the surprise this weekend.
Watch for those Giants. I mean, I don't know what Vegas is saying, but those Giants, familiar with the Eagles. Eagles, long break.
I think obviously, 7.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, watch for that. I'm not a betting man, but, you know, I put 5 on it. That's something right there, because the Giants are too familiar with them playing great ball right now. You know, Philadelphia had the break, so it's rest and rust. And then you got Jalen Hurts, who just got inserted back, but is he in flow one game in, what, the last 5 weeks or so? So watch for those Giants. They're going to feel real good and comfortable playing those Eagles.
It's a treat, the podcast, more to it with Marcellus Wiley. It's available wherever you get your podcast and certainly at danpatrick.com. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Take care.
Thank you, man. That's Marcellus Wiley. A lot of great reaction to that podcast, and very, very proud of that. He's got a lot to say, and to be able to provide the platform for him has been an honor. Couple of phone calls in here, then we'll take a break. Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Good morning, Joe.
I'll just talk about Brett Maher. I saw this article from a few years ago on SI, naming the biggest yips in sports, and this is from a few years ago, but generally the list comprises of baseball players. So you got Rick Ankiel, Steve Sachs, Chuck Knoblauch, Steve Blass, one basketball player, Nick Anderson. But the two football players are Mike Vanderjagt and Nick Foles. So it's pretty interesting relating to Brett. Thanks, DB.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Joe. But it's a window of a couple of hours there. You know, that's the interesting part with this. Chuck Knoblauch and Steve Sachs, I mean, they had those problems for a while. Where you get the yips. Mackie Sasser trying to throw the ball back to the mound. I mean, Steve Blass couldn't get the ball over the plate as a pitcher. That wasn't over a two-hour window. That was over games. So, different. Let me take a break. I got people who want to recommend pit stops for you, Seton. And, hey, go to Twitter, and you can have recommendations there for Seton's road trip and see if he can come through your town with the French kid as they head out to the Super Bowl, but at DP Show. But we'll get some phone calls on this topic coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part
of.
Wait, he's still on the line.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Got some emails. Paul in Irish Hills, Michigan. My son runs a large grow facility in Oklahoma City. Let me know if Seton would like to go through there.
Noted.
Nice grow facility. We're talking about growing pot, I'm guessing. Is that what that is, Seton?
Some type of agriculture situation. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, Paul?
It could be an ED factory. You never know. Who knows?
Oh, a grow. Oh, okay. I see what you.
You don't have a going problem. You have a growing.
Seton's cross country trip. How about Ames, Iowa, Iowa State? I recommend the Great Plains Sauce and Dough Company. Ooh. Please try the thick Denver style crust.
Ames is 100%.
Oh, okay. Are you guaranteeing Nebraska and guaranteeing Ames, Iowa?
At this point. Oh, man,
it is
highly likely.
You don't want to let those people down.
I sure don't. I feel like we let them down last year,
yes,
as a matter of fact, and
yes,
I want to make good on that.
Yeah, and I had to pay the price.
And now the Brock Purdy story has finally come full circle.
Right.
It just feels like this is a victory lap.
You can say that you were on the bandwagon before most people nationally were. Absolutely. Dave in Nebraska wants to know about you coming through, Seton.
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Great, Dave.
Hey. When you guys are making your road trip for Seton, the French kid, do me a favor. Check out your weather report because I am in North Platte, Nebraska on an exit. I have been shut down since 6 o'clock this morning. Probably will not be out until at least early evening. So take weather report in when you're making your travel plan.
Oh, okay. We didn't think of that, Dave. Yeah, Seton. Dave says, think about the weather report when you're driving cross country.
Wait, you know what? As a matter of fact, we learned a huge lesson last year about taking the weather report into consideration, which is we were supposed to drive right through the middle of the country last year, but instead we decided to try and avoid a storm. So we drove basically all the way down to Mexico only to get still stuck in the same storm that had hit Iowa. So
you're going to be driving through the heartland.
We're just plowing right through it this year.
Brad in California. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I was just saying, if you're going to go through Iowa, you're going to have to stop at Dyersville if you haven't already.
Mm, okay. Seton. Yeah, Field of Dreams. Yeah. Once again, Seton has got to plan the trip with the French kid next Monday and factor in places where you can stop. You can meet the listeners of the show. different markets that we have our radio affiliates. We're in 400 radio affiliates around the country, Seton. You should be able to, any place you go, just do a meet and greet.
Get a quick shift in, too, while I'm at it.
Yeah, you could do. You could work at a radio station there.
Get me on the local FM.
Alberto in Chicago is back. Hi, Alberto. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Just two things. One for Seton, a recommendation for food. If you want deep dish on the south side of Chicago, Connie's is a pretty good place to go. Number two, I don't know if this has been brought up, but like a debate between Eli Manning and Phil Sims for careers.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Alberto. Well, Eli won two Super Bowls. Phil was on a team that won a Super Bowl. I would take Eli's. Yeah, I'd take Eli's. You beat Brady. You beat Belichick. Yeah, I'd take that. I mean, Phil Sims was a really good quarterback on some bad teams, and then they got better, and then he got injured, and then Jeff Hostetler came in, and they won the Super Bowl. And I've been in a lot of locker rooms in a variety of sports through the years, but that Giants locker room was really strange after they beat Buffalo. And the reason being, not many people thought that the Giants were going to beat Buffalo. Buffalo, high-powered offense. Would they be able to keep up with them offensively? Well, they ended up winning. And USA Today used to ask the broadcasters who you thought would win. And I was with Tom Jackson. And Tom Jackson, the former linebacker, ESPN analyst. And we're sitting outside, and Rudy Martsky was the columnist. And he walked by and he said, who do you like? Well, Tom says, I like the Giants to win by two. And then he asked me, I said, I like the Giants to win as well. I wouldn't have said I like the Giants to win unless Tommy said he liked the Giants to win by two, and they won by two. But I go into the locker room after the game is over. Crazy finish. Scott Norwood misses the field goal. It's pandemonium. I go in, and I go to Jeff Hostetler's locker. I want to be the first guy there. He's at the press conference, and I'm there. So Hostetler won the Super Bowl. And I go, and I look at his suit, and it's got razor. It's been ripped up. It's been torn up. It's got slices all through it. And I go, what the hell happened? He comes, and he goes, and he was, like, upset. And he goes, and his teammates did this because they wanted him to leave the stadium in his uniform. But they thought it was a big prank, and they sliced up his suit. I go over to Otis Anderson's locker, running back. He's not doing any interviews. He's mad. None of you guys picked us. There's like a group of, five to seven reporters. And I said, I picked you. I picked you guys to win. Prove it. I didn't have the newspaper with me. So he's not doing an interview. I'm going, Hostetler's upset, Otis Anderson's upset, and they won the Super Bowl. They'll never have a better day than that. And I just remember Otis Anderson was so upset. I'm like, what? Who cares if we picked you or not? Crazy. Cole, I don't even know how I got started on that. Cole in Texas. Hi, Cole. How are you?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Cole.
Dan, I am from Kentucky. I want to say thank you, sir. Because when I had a one-year-old, I was staying up till 3 a.m. sometimes. You were the only reason I could stay awake. If not, I would have fallen asleep trying to feed my child. So thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome, Cole.
Yes, I am not a chiropractor. I am not a doctor, but I'm willing to play one on TV. You're just like my brother. My brother grew up with the pain and hurt of losing with the Cincinnati Bengals. So when we came with the Joe Burrow era, he said, I will never root for the Cincinnati Bengals until they win a playoff game. He had to start rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals. You are welcome home, sir. You are welcome.
No, I'm unbiased. I am. If they win, it's great for Cincinnati. I just care about the story. It's not about I can come. I never lost my fandom. I don't broadcast my fandom. It's not important to what I do. I don't think it's important. When I got to ESPN, I didn't think it was important to say, hey, I'm a Reds fan, or I grew up in Cincinnati. My job is to be a national sportscaster, not local. Todd, what'd you learn today?
An NFL extra point is 20 times more likely to be missed now than back in 2013.
Seton, what did you learn?
Tony Dungy, not much of a halftime tweaks guy either.
No, he's not. DraftKings Sportsbook same game parlays. Pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app. Sign up with the code Patrick. Get special offer there. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. My thanks to Tony Dungy, Marcellus Wiley, and you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Close out the show with Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van. Now, I could talk about the Sprinter Van, like 16 body types, choice of gas or diesel engine, and thousands of ways to customize it. You can live and work and play your dreams thanks to the Sprinter Van, designed, equipped to let you hit the open road. All of that stuff. Reawaken the spirit of adventure. You could get one. You could win one. It's the Dan Patrick Show Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van, customized by Gretsch RV. Thing is gorgeous. I hate saying goodbye to it. Right before we go out to Arizona for the Super Bowl, Seton and the French Kid are going to get in there. We'll wave goodbye, and we'll see him in Arizona. We're giving away that Sprinter Van. To enter, get official rules, visit danpatrick.com. Your chance to win. Go ahead. Now's the time. Unlock your potential. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van, unlocking potential. Make sure you sign up at danpatrick.com. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.